prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 28th day of January 2020. I'm going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Joseph Myers. And folks, I'm going to tell you this right up front. He puts out the best, most informative money magazine I've ever seen. But tell me that just a little bit and talk to Joseph Myers, so don't go away. In the meantime, don't forget also, folks, that we now have on our website, finally, after a battle with PayPal, who tried to rip us off and messed up our account, we now have a new one up there called DonorBox. If you go to PastorButch.com, you will see a donate button. Go on there, you'll take you to DonorBox. Some of y'all like to donate online, and I sure do appreciate that. And it's on there if you want it. Top of the page, bottom of the page. It's on there. It's on the list with our radio information. It's also on there. So DonorBox is a new way to connect to us with donations if you want to. And thank you so much. Because y'all's help, don't know for sure, but we're going to try our best to pick up a couple more stations. The first of February, I think we're looking at one in Huntsville, Alabama, and one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we'll see what happens on that. We're just praying for the funds to keep coming in. Maybe we can do that. In the meantime, don't forget we're on shortwave tonight. We are on 6115 right now because Melody Cedarstrom, with her generous, and I mean generous heart, has paid for the shortwave time for us 3 nights a week so I can join you on shortwaves. If you need to call her, if nothing else, just thank her for being there. But folks, please understand that if you have your retirement in paper, you have no retirement. If you don't hold hard assets in your hands, you don't have them. You call her at 800-375-4188 and tell her I sent you over. Do that because I just wanted to show her that I do appreciate what she's doing. And don't forget we're still offering a book, The Grand Design Exposed, a wonderful book to help you understand how this nation was at least partially formed and why the symbols are among us that are today. $12.95 delivered. The little book on cremation is a Christian. Everyone needs to read that. Not just for themselves, but for the family. That's $5, folks. Just pay postage and handling. That's all it's about. And REM Sleep, we have right now in stock. And as far as I know right now, I'll know probably for sure by tomorrow, the price will probably go on $5 a bottle because the price is raised on us. REM Sleep right now is $24.95, folks. That's between 1 month, 3 month supply. If you have trouble sleeping, if you have trouble staying asleep, or if you have to go to the bathroom at night, you have trouble going back to sleep, REM Sleep, and 90% of the time is your answer to the problem. All natural supplement that's good for your body regardless. That I promise you folks has helped me rest better than anything I've ever had in my life. And I've been taking it out for several months and I really enjoy the product. If you're available here, if you call 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403 or 304-846 4448. If you want to call and order that, I hope you will. And of course, like I just keep telling you, offering all the flags now. I do believe in flying flags. I do. You make a statement, especially the Christian flag. Everyone who believes and is born again believer in Jesus Christ needs to have the Christian flag flying somewhere on their property to show their faith. We also offer the Colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Confederate flag, which is a Christian symbol that most people have no idea what it means. All those available here, folks. $15 each, or you get all three of them, or all four of them. It'll be $13 each with a couple dollars shipping if you don't mind. That's all here. Hoping you'll take advantage of that. And we are going to try to have Bible study this weekend on Saturday. That's our goal. Although they're calling for probably bad weather again on Friday night and Saturday here in the hills of West Virginia. But nonetheless, if we don't have a Saturday, I'll let you know tomorrow night for sure. We're going to have it Monday instead. Yeah, we are. We're going to have it Monday. 11:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday. The weather's supposed to be up in the high 60s. I don't get it, but I'll take it. I don't understand how that works. But we're going to have it either this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m. If not, we're going to have it on Monday. I'll let you know for sure tomorrow night which one's going to be. If you can't watch it live on Saturday, you can watch it on YouTube when it's posted. So we'll talk about this tomorrow night in more detail, okay? Our guest tonight is Joseph Myers with Straight Money Analysis. Now, I would urge you with everything in me to take a look at his website and check out his magazine and his information. He's the only one I know that not only discusses financial situations, but he also makes predictions, and does a good job on it. I mean, like Bob Chapman used to do. Joseph stepped into the gap, so to speak, and filled Bob Chapman's shoes on a lot of different issues. And Joseph Myers, are you there?
Good evening, Pastor Paul. Thank you for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience.
You are more than welcome, and thank you for taking time to do what you do. You know, I didn't know who you were until Daniel Brinkman told me about you, and I called you up and talked to you, and Daniel really thanks the world to you. And since I've got to know you, I do too. I think you're a straight shooter. I believe you're totally honest, and you do your best to help people with the financial plans for what the future may hold. And I will get into this more details in a minute, but you know, Joseph, things are not looking too good. You know that.
They're getting worse every day.
They are. They truly are. And there's nothing I can say except just try to warn people. It's all I can do.
The economic recovery is nothing more but a financial illusion. I've called it that, Pastor, from day one. One day this game's going to end, and when it does, you better have a backup plan in place to take care of yourself and your family.
Amen. I totally agree. And you know, we see all everything is so up in the air now. Everything from the this so-called impeachment process, smoke and mirrors, and the coronavirus. It could be real, cannot be, but it's all affecting the finances, is it? Are they not? This is all entangled together. You know, and we're going further and further in debt every day. Pardon?
All intertwined.
Absolutely, they truly are. But I'll let you talk. Well, I don't want to take up all this time and admit my opinion, but I'll tell you this and I'll move on. If you don't think bureaucrats are creative on how to raise money, now this is a true story. You can find this on the internet. New York State has passed a law that if you go on to the state parks to look at the stars, because you can't see it in cities because too much light, you know, you can't see the stars. They charge $35 for a permit to look at the stars on state property, on state parks. I'm not making it up. This is true. And if you're out of state, it's $60.
The next thing they'll come up with is charging you to breathe the air.
Oh, I don't doubt that. In New Hampshire, for several years now, they've had a view tax. Depending on the view from your house, you pay a view tax. Now, they, again, A++++ for being very creative, do they not?
Just so they can collect more money to squander.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But now you take over a while. I'm going to let you share what's on your mind tonight. And before you get started, though, for the new listeners, we have several new stations online with us tonight. Tell the people who you are, how you got involved in economic situations, broadcasting, and tell us a bit about you.
Well, I started investing in 1966. I was 19 years old. When I came back from the war in Vietnam in 1969, I decided I wanted to work on Wall Street. went up to Wall Street in 1972, became a fully licensed stockbroker with Merrill Lynch. I was 25 years old. I've been in the industry ever since. I've been part of Wall Street now past the 48 years.
48 years. Now, you were in, what part of Nam were you in, by the way?
I didn't serve actually in Vietnam. I served in Hawaii, but we were back up to what was going on very closely in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you. I was in Nam and Thailand and Laos in 70, 71. But anyway, so you served at the time you come home and you decided to get in the financial market. Why, of all the trades in the world you could pick, why would you pick that?
Well, because my father worked for a municipality and I lived in a town where they were wealthy people. And I found out they commuted into Manhattan and a lot of them worked on Wall Street. And I wanted a better life for myself and my family than my father was able to give us. That's why I entered Wall Street, quite honestly.
Did it work out the way you thought it would?
Yes, it did.
It really did? Okay. All right, great.
I've been a stockbroker. I've been a professional money manager. I've been a strategist. I've been an arbitrator mediator with FINRA. 27 years. I'm still serving as an arbitrator mediator with FINRA. But I also served in that capacity with the New York Stock Exchange as well. So I've worked all sides of this business. I know it quite thoroughly. I'm here to help people share my wisdom, my knowledge, and my expertise.
Well, you have been appeared on a lot of TV programs and a lot of other
radio
shows, obviously. You know, so
I've been on ABC, NBC, CBS News, Comcast, Time Warner, and various other networks in the Northeast and in South Florida. But I've also done, as you know, 500 national radio shows with 16 appearances on Coast to Coast AM.
Wow. That is quite a record. I mean, that's quite a pedigree. I have to give you that. That's remarkable. It truly is. And you've been doing this 40-some years now. Do you see a pattern that you can look back on and see?
I'm writing the newsletter 10 years. Straight Money Analysis was started in September 2009.
Wow. That's phenomenal. And like I was saying, do you see a common thread that you've watched progress ever since you've been involved in finances for 40-some years? Have you seen something that kind of shows where we were headed 40 years ago and where we are today?
Well, we continue to see the greatest transfer of wealth since the Great Depression. It's been ongoing and it's continuing as we speak. We're seeing the middle class and the poor fall down on the ladder of prosperity, and we're seeing the 1% and 2% continue to gather wealth from all various sources.
Well,
that's
the pattern
I've seen unfolding through my career.
And not to mention fiat currency and more debt every year.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, every year. But I just read an article today that in Illinois is hurting desperately for. I mean, they're hurting. They really are. People leaving the state, taxation driving them out. But I read that 1% of the civil servants that work there retire with pensions of $1 million or more.
Now, I believe it.
Yeah, they do. And I had no problem with the guy. You retire with a decent pension, that's fine. But why should civil servants make more than people that pay their taxes?
That pay their salaries. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
So that makes them the master and us the slaves. But anyway, the debt has grown how much since you started doing this 40 years ago? How much is the national debt growing?
Well, the national debt, if you go back under President Kennedy, was $280 billion. We didn't see the national debt, as I'm sure you know, exceed the first $1 trillion till Ronald Reagan became president in 1980. We're now looking at $23 trillion national debt, and it's growing exponentially almost every day. We've had three bubbles in 20 years. You had the dot-com bubble, the housing bubble, and now the bubble in the U.S. equity markets, which will be the biggest bubble of all when it finally ends. This equity market represents, as I've said many times in the newsletter, unacceptable and extraordinary risk to the average investor. I think if you're in the market, you should be very cautious. You should be taking money out of the market. And as you alluded to earlier in the show, you should be buying gold and silver. We will never see these prices again, I believe, in our lifetime. I truly do not.
Well, you know, people are predicting gold and silver, gold to $5,000 an ounce, silver to $500. So now I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. But we already seen gold hit a record high briefly about 2 weeks ago, $2,000 an ounce. I went up over 2,000, back down very quickly. But right now it's about 1580 or so an ounce, 1570.
Yes.
I can remember when I first started buying a few precious metals back in 1993, silver was $3 an ounce. Now it's
$18
roughly an ounce. So that is quite an increase. I know by the grace of God, I listened to wise counsel, Bob Chapman and some others, I was able to pay off my house and property 17 years early with silver I bought back starting.
Excellent investment.
Because I'm 71 years old now. It was an excellent investment. But now we live in times today that finances, people would say it's the greatest economy ever in history. I don't believe that for a minute. Not when I see 2,000 stores shutting down nationwide over the last couple of years and more. Not when I see the car dealerships actually slowing down a little bit. I mean, don't tell me it's booming when I see all around me that it's not. The coal mines in our area are laying people off again. I don't know where to get this booming idea. Tell me, Joseph, where do people get the idea that just because the markets are up?
People in the United States, as I'm sure you know, that are homeless.
Yes,
500,000 people living on the street.
Is it because the markets are so high while people think the economy is great?
Because the economy shows the working class and the poor. That's why they're living on the street. I said in the last issue of the newsletter, which I sent you when I know you had time to read.
I had it,
I don't believe the economy is reflective of the S&P 500 for a minute. I think there's a distinct disconnect between the equity market and the true underlying economic conditions we're facing in this country.
Would it be a fair statement to say that the markets are just smoke and mirrors?
Yes, they are.
And just to have what's really happening.
An illusion of prosperity that for the average American is non-existent.
Oh, how true. How true. And when
I know I shouldn't be saying these things, but I believe it.
Oh, you're telling the truth. I know you are. Please speak from your heart, Joseph, like I know you will, because I know you have a heart for the people. You've been doing this. I know you're not a multi-millionaire been doing this. I know that for a fact. But you care for the people, and this is what you love to do, is tell the people and warn the people. So in today's society, right, starting off right now, let's say somebody is just now starting off with, say, in life, and they're looking at how to plan the future, maybe in the mid-30s. Early 40s, and looking for the plan for the future, what would you suggest they do to prepare for the time when they might want to slow down or retire?
Well, you got to have a plan, and it has to be rock solid, and gold and silver have to be part of it. You know, there's nothing wrong, as I've often said, with starting small in the investment realm of what you're trying to do. But starting small, if you start rock solid, is the best way to start, because you're building the foundation in the years ahead when you can put more money into investments that's on a rock solid footing. Most people, they try to get rich real quick with a little bit of money, and 9 out of 10 times they lose it. So start small, start solid, buy gold and silver, put it away, and save as much as you can on a weekly, monthly basis, and continue to build rock-solid investments as you grow through your 40s and 50s. That's the way to do it.
Well, you know, this correct me if I'm wrong on this, but didn't we, and I say my generation, even your generation, but the one before us, did we not pass on to the millennials a raw deal?
Yes, we did.
I mean, we passed on how much debt each one, and us too, from our parents and grandparents. I remember my dad used to think that Roosevelt and John L. Lewis, the head of the coal mine union, were gods, so to speak. They saved the country. They brought forth prosperity. And they did bring forth a prosperity, but a fake prosperity nonetheless. Fiat currency, government jobs, you know, and on from there. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what happened. The Depression lasted through the 1930s. As you know, we didn't come out of it till the start of World War II, 1941. And what took place after that was highly inflationary. It was massive fiat printing of currency. And it's continued to this day. Governments continue to do one thing, and that's spend other people's money and spend it recklessly. That's what they continue to do. And tax.
And the Fed keeps printing or putting out figures on computers and putting more money in existence. I mean, we know that the Fed's put, about $6, $7 trillion in the banking over the last 3-4 months just trying to keep them afloat.
Well, when we had the collapse in 2007, the Fed pumped $800 billion into the system to save it. And we were told that it would save not only the system, but it would save Wall Street. But that was only the down payment. $4.3 trillion later, the Fed is still pumping money into the system. The system has failed, it's never corrected itself, and it's never been fixed. This is just an ongoing game. Where it'll end, no one knows, but rest assured, one day it will.
Well, how do you convince people that this nation does not run on money, it runs on credit? We don't have any money. We have paper fiat currency. Real money is tangible assets like gold and silver. And very few people have that. We run on credit. How do you explain to people that we run on debt? How do you explain to people, make them understand that?
Well, we went on the gold standard in 1944, and as you know, we were on it till 1971. So we were on the gold standard 27 years. We've now been off the gold standard 48 years. And we've seen gold go from $35 an ounce to $1,930. But I agree with you. This is only the beginning. We're going to see substantially higher gold and silver prices. This bull market in the precious metals is alive and well. Most people think the biggest move is now behind us. I think it's still in front of us.
Well, you know, it's what I've seen. I got married in 1971, November 71. Been married going on 49 years now, and I did find out after 40 years. It is, but there's no parole. I want you to know that. But anyway, you're in for a lifetime. But I remember gasoline was 25 cents a gallon or thereabouts in 1971. And people don't think about this, but gasoline is still 25 cents a gallon if you had a real dime or a couple dimes to buy it with.
Two dimes was worth
$2.50. So you buy a gallon of gas for 20 cents if you had real money, Joseph. But we don't have money any longer. We have fiat currency paper that's backed by our faith that it's worth something. How do you get people to understand that this we don't have a solid financial system? None of us live in a system today that's solid.
No.
It's not. Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, HUD, all that is air, fluff. There's nothing there. We think it works because they keep putting digits in our checking account, but there's nothing there at debt. How do you even understand that?
Well, when you talk about Social Security, there's no question the fund is very slowly going broke. When Social Security began, as you know, you had 7 people paying in for every 1 drawing benefits. You now have
right.
3 people paying in for every 1 drawing benefits. But what's interesting, the benefits that the 3 are drawing are substantially higher than what was being paid out at the time Social Security was enacted. So can you count on Social Security? Well, you can as long as the check finds its way to your mailbox, but one day it's not going to show up. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Well, not only that, they now use Social Security to feed people that aren't even supposed to be here. Illegal aliens are getting Social Security checks. Social Security has been taken off and ripped off so many different directions for so many different reasons. It's no longer really Social Security. It's just plain welfare.
Yes.
For a lot of people,
that's exactly what it is.
And it's destroyed the retirement of many people. But in your experience, with what you have predicted things in the past that have come to pass. I know that. I've read
yes,
your news magazine now. It's a couple months. What
I
do you see happening this year?
I called the housing bubble 13 months before it collapsed. I told Art Bell on Coast to Coast, 2004. We're going to get a collapse in housing. That show was still on the Coast to Coast AM website. You can look it up and read the highlights of the show I did with him 16 years ago. So we were on top of the housing bust before it took place. We were on top of the mortgage debacle in 2007 before it took place. And we called the bottom in the equity market at 64.70 and the Dow and 670 in the S&P. We're now 28,000 in the Dow and 3,200 in the S&P. So we've had a remarkable long career in calling major moves in the market. I told Art Bell in a show we did 2009 when I launched Straight Money Analysis. Goal was 990 that night. I said, we'll never see 990 again in our lifetime. And so far, in the 11 years, we haven't. We've never gone back to 990. I think the lowest we corrected to in 2015 was 1080. So again, I was right.
You know, and I mean this as a total compliment. Did you know Bob Chapman by any chance?
Yes,
did you know
did.
Him?
I did shows with him on Coast to Coast with George Murray.
You two, I mean, I'm proud to know you because you kind of stepped in, took up a gap in my life. In my life personally, Bob Chapman held at one time. I took his counsel, and I'm so glad I did. He was a great guy. And he predicted the housing collapse, mortgage collapse, back about 2006. He told me it's going to collapse. He said down 2008. He was a few months off, but he called it, just like you did. Now, for the common individual, just like, I mean, I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm blessed. I got plenty to eat and a place to sleep. Nothing wrong with it. I'm blessed. But what do you see 2020 holding this year? I mean, with the chaos in the election, no matter who wins, it's going to be chaos. I mean, I don't care who wins. It's going to be a nasty mess because we become so polarized as a nation. What do you see happen to the people? We'll talk about financially right now in this country this year.
Well, I think we're living in a very uncertain time. I think we're making history in all these markets. I think we're approaching a turning point. You may be a little early in looking for it right here. But I do believe as we get into the second half of the year, we're going to undergo a very meaningful correction in the stock and bond markets. And I think we're going to see gold trade to over 2,000 an ounce and silver trade back over 30.
All right, hang on to the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. This is
war. We're talking to Joseph Myers tonight with Straight Money Analysis. If you want to call and talk to us, you certainly may at 844-769-2944. Our producer just asked Joseph a question during the break there, Todd, and he asked a very good question. Write this down, please. Write down straightmoneyanalysis.com. Go to his website. Take a look at the sample newsletter on there. Actually, it's a magazine. It's not a newsletter. It's actually more like a magazine. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Check out the sample magazine on newsletter on there. You're going to be, as I was, shocked when I saw the first one. Not only of what he says, but of his predictions. And take him very seriously because Joseph has been proven to be right many times. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. And check it out. Now, you were saying right before the break that you expect gold and silver to go up, gold to go to $2,000 or better, and silver back up to $30 or more probably this year?
Well, I think if not this year, next year, but no doubt we're going a lot higher. When you look at the bull market of the 1970s, you had gold go from 35 to 850, a multiple of 24. This bull market, as you know, started in 1999 at $255 an ounce. So if we have just a comparable bull market as we did in the 1970s take place as we move forward, you multiply 255 times 24, you get 6,120.
Wow.
That's at a minimum, I think, where we're going to see gold go. But more importantly, we're looking at a tremendous move in silver. We've already had silver trade at a buck and a half in the late 1960s to 49.45, which we saw in 1981, and we saw again in 2011. So I think when you talk about silver outperforming gold on a percentage basis, that's going to take place. The question is not if, the question is when will it happen, but I think it'll happen a lot sooner than most people want to believe. The precious metal bull is alive and well. The equity bull market's coming to a close. That doesn't mean it can't work somewhat higher, but the risk-reward don't favor being in the stock market anymore. It favors owning the precious metals, gold and silver. Can't tell it to you any straighter than that, Pastor.
No, you can't. You know, and I remember starting off, and folks, listen, I know most of y'all, a lot of y'all like me, I couldn't afford to buy hardly anything. I was trying to rear three sons, put a couple of them through college and take care of things. I didn't have a lot of money to spare. But I did start buying, on Bob Chapman's advice, what I could. I couldn't afford gold at the time, even though gold was much cheaper then. I started buying silver dollars when I could buy them. Sometimes I have a magazine real cheap or at a yard sale, $3 a piece, whatever, three and a half. I started buying those because I call it the poor man's precious metal. And I maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I call it. And it paid off for me in spades because I listened to this. So I'm not telling you to get it tonight. And I know some of y'all can spend $500, much less $5,000 on precious metals. But if you can put back $100 in silver a month, folks, that believe me, that's going to pay off in the long run more than you can believe.
It's going to make them a lot of money, Pastor.
It certainly will. And I wouldn't lie to you for anything in the world. Gold and silver is not going to save your soul. And I don't get into that. I've been preaching 40-some years. I know that. But you're not planning on taking to heaven with you. You're planning on preparing for yourself and your children's future. I want to leave my children something besides debt when I pass away. And that's what I'm trying to do. Because it's
you know, biblical. 1 ounce of gold has bought the Dow twice in history, 1932 at 41. And in 1980 at 850.
Wow.
So I believe the rule of three. We'll see 1 ounce of gold by the Dow again. The question is at what price? I think it'll be north of $10,000 an ounce. I truly believe it.
And folks, the Bible says that as a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, I want to leave my children something. So if you think you think hard of me because I talk about these issues, then go listen to somebody else because I'm not going to pull your leg. If you trust in what God's word says, you trust wisdom, you're gonna know the fiat currency is a blasphemous sin before God. It's an unjust weight and measure, because there is no weight and measure to it. It's a piece of paper, and you're committing a fraud every time you use them. Oh yeah, we are. That's a fact. You're committing a fraud on people that you take in. You buy a gallon of gas for $2.50 and nothing, paper and useless coinage. You're actually committing fraud. Now we can't help it. I realize that, but that's just the way it is. We're being judged. So understand this. I'm telling you the truth.
The latest crisis in Venezuela, and I think I spoke to you once before about this, a 1 ounce silver American Eagle silver coin bought $250 worth of groceries when their currency became worthless. A one ounce silver coin.
But you know, Joseph, that can't happen here. We're America. Right? When that same thing Germany said about the mark, you know, it can't happen here. This is Germany. People are arrogant. They become complacent.
At the time of the Weimar Republic in Frankfurt, Germany, 1923, when the currency became worthless, a 1 ounce gold coin bought a whole city block in Frankfurt. That's a fact. Does anybody ever talk about that? No.
1 ounce of gold bought a whole city block?
In Frankfurt, Germany, it's history. I'll send you the information on it in an email.
Wow. That's stupendous. That's almost unbelievable. I'll be doggone. Had no idea. And again, if you have any questions, you feel free to call 844-769-2944. On a conservative note, let's go through the rest of 2020 and the first half of 2021. What do you see happening? I mean, no matter who's in office.
Well, I think we're going to see a global reset of all asset classes, and it's going to be pegged to gold. And that's why I think the equity markets could fall and fall quite significantly, along with bonds. And I think gold will be repriced many $1,000s an ounce higher, and silver many $100s an ounce higher. And we're going to see the elimination of fiat currencies, and we're going to form once again a currency backed by gold. Again, you know, it's a question whether China does it first or we do it jointly with China. China's going to back the yuan with gold. They're sitting on about 30,000 tons of gold. We purport to have in the Federal Reserve 8,300 tons of gold. So how much gold we can actually put behind the fiat paper that's in the marketplace remains to be seen. That's the unknown question that's ahead of us, and that's why you got to prepare for that now.
Well, I don't know if that much gold is there or not. I like to think it is, but I don't have any proof of that. I don't know that. But
well, the last order, we we had of the gold reserves in Fort Knox was during the Korean War in 1953.
That's what I'm saying. That's been a while back now. So, But what would it do with the debt? There's no way we're going to pay this debt. The world itself is in debt, what, $250
trillion or better? The interest on the national debt at these levels exceeds $1 trillion a year. We can't even pay the interest.
So how's it going to...
It's not going to get repaid.
So would that not collapse the world economy?
Well, the U.S. dollar is backed by the general faith and credit standing of the U.S. government.
That's true.
That's what backs it.
So if the debt isn't paid at all, and it can't be, it's impossible. The world's too far in debt itself to pay it off. What would that do when the debt is just blown off? What would that do to us?
Well, it would bring up a big question as to the solvency of the U.S. markets. You know, we took silver out of the coin in 1965.
Right.
We followed 6 years later by Nixon closing the gold window and the massive printing of fiat currency, which accelerated, as you know, through the Vietnam War. And we piled up this tremendous debt that no way, and I agree with you, can ever be paid down. It's impossible.
Well, if the United States defaults on the debt, the world's going to default on the debt. This is going to be a worldwide crash, not just America. It's going to be worldwide, right?
That's exactly right.
So they'll have to do something in order to keep the trade going. We are whether they like it or not, where every nation is interlaced with other nations, and they need each other. So this
well,
is going to do something.
Well, you may turn in three old dollars for one new one backed by gold. That would be a partial solution.
And I think that's low. I think it'd be closer to 10-1 probably. Who knows? I don't know. But it's amazing. Let's take a phone call from Colorado. Let's talk to Roger. Roger, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Welcome.
Yes, actually, thank you, guests, for coming on again. Always enjoy being on there. I just had one real quick question. First of all, I'll give you a signal report. 6115 in Colorado, it's hit or miss all the time.
I'm always trying to find you,
and tonight it's pretty clear.
Okay, great.
Anyway, how about those copper coins, the recently declared Nation of Lakota? I got several of them copper coins. They're really pretty. What do you think about those? And I'll take your answer off the air. And thank you guys very much for what you do.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you. Okay, what about the copper coins, you think, Joseph?
Well, I think they definitely have a place in the market, and they're definitely undervalued at these current price levels. I think you just hold them and let the market do what it does best, reprice the asset class. That's what you do.
So I didn't know about the copper coins. How big are they? Are those an ounce, or how big are those?
All different sizes.
Really? And how much is it going to ounce? You have any idea?
I don't follow that market as closely as I once did, Pastor.
Okay. So they are a good investment, I guess you could say.
Yes, they are.
Why? Because they're real metal. You know, folks, pennies used to be copper. Now they're
yes,
zinc. They're nothing.
Were.
Used to be copper. I mean, they're worth something. We have even our coinage is fraud. I remember in 1964 when the news talked about taking the silver out of coins. I was only a teenager. I had no idea, but I remember saying, "Well, they'd be worth the same. This won't be as much silver in them." And I was too ignorant to know what that meant. But I asked my dad some years later. I said, "Why'd y'all let them do that?" He said, "Because they trusted our government." He realized they made a mistake.
Well, you know, those old pre-1964 coins were 90% silver, 10% copper.
Yes. And silver eagles are still one of my favorite coins. I give those away to my grandchildren on their birthdays.
Excellent investment.
I mean, they're a beautiful coin. And I every time, up to their 18 years old, I give them a silver dollar to put back, you know, just to keep them.
1 ounce of pure silver.
Yeah, absolutely, 99.9910%. So, and you say silver, you believe silver is going to outperform gold percentage-wise, and I think you're right. I believe you're going to see that happen. I really do.
I think silver is very undervalued. It's one of the most undervalued asset classes in the world. The only other comparable asset class is undervalued as silver is natural gas, and I think that has a lot of ways to move over the next couple of years to much higher prices as well, natural gas.
When you talk about higher prices, ever since we went off the 64, we went off silver. That did back the dollar at one time. You could buy 12 hot dogs for $1, whether it's paper or silver, because it's backed by silver. Today, $1 won't buy you half a hot dog. But anyway, inflation.
You know that 14 mercury dimes equal 1 ounce of silver. You know that?
Oh, yeah, I did know that. Yes, exactly. I do know that. But now, that's inflation. Since the real money's been taken out from behind the so-called dollar, we have inflation. Hot dogs went from 12 for a dollar up to one for $2 or so, $2.50. That's inflation. But did people's earnings go up that much in the last 50 years? No.
If you look at wages adjusted for inflation, as I've outlined in issues of the stray money analysis, wages are flat, adjusted for inflation, going all the way back to 1965.
That's when the silver left the money.
That's exactly right.
Now, folks, did you hear that? I hope you heard that. Again, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Look at the free news magazine on there. I think you're going to want more of them. Straightmoneyanalysis.com. So we were talking about what we see coming in the future this year and next year. I'm really nervous about this year for a lot of reasons. I'm not a prophet, Joseph, but I do study the scriptures. I understand some about history and current events. And with all the anger I see among the people against each other, I mean, the Democrats against Republicans and the immorality of our nation, the anger building on that, all these things happening, this will have an effect on the economy too, won't it?
Most certainly. You know, I've said going back over the last couple of years, and as you know, I talk to people all over the country, all over the world that call me and have questions as to what I write about in a newsletter. And what I've come to conclude is you see three basic attitudes in people. You see either outright anger, indifference, or apathy. Those are the three moods that I've come across as I've talked to people who've called me from all over the world. There's an awful lot of angry people out there, and they're very angry for a lot of reasons. And I fear someday when these markets turn down, that anger is going to become very explosive.
I guarantee the people that were apathetic are going to become angry also then.
Yes, they are.
Because people get hungry, get upset, especially when the children are hungry. They start getting upset and very angry. And we've seen that happen in how many nations, you know, I mean, Zimbabwe, Venezuela, how many nations around the country in the world last 10 years have went into this mess and end up in riots and in the streets?
We got people living on the sidewalk. This is crazy.
We do. And actually using the sidewalks for the bathroom. And in California, it's not even against the law any longer. I have
and
a video
we're not
of,
doing anything about it.
No, they're not. No, they're not. And I'm getting to think that's part of the plan. I believe they must want the economy to collapse. If they didn't, they wouldn't keep doing the same stupid stuff over and over again, Joseph, because that's a sign of insanity, doing the same thing over again, expecting different results. I believe they want the economy to collapse for a reason. Maybe it's control. I don't know what it is. But obviously, they're not changing their behavior at all, are they?
No, they're not.
And with what you see in both parties, I don't see much difference in them. I know the Democrats are screaming more for towards communism than the Republicans are. But, Daniel, the Republicans had both House and Senate for 2 years and didn't do anything about anything. So what do you see, no matter who wins, what do you see? Do you see something changing with this nation for sure in the next election? That's to the good.
I think it's inevitable that we see change. The question is how much and how quickly do we see it? Well, I don't have the answer to that, but I'll tell you one thing. This country cannot continue down the road it's on. It cannot.
Well, I don't want us to, you know, to even say tonight, because you cover so much territory already, and folks, the lines are open. I know people are listening. If they weren't, they'd be calling and asking questions. But you're welcome to call and ask questions. We don't mind. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I'm interested in those copper coins that Roger mentioned a minute ago. I'm going to check on that. I didn't know they made copper coins to be something you buy to put back. I had no idea. And copper is surely is not as expensive as silver. It might be an alternative for some people out there that can't afford to buy a whole lot of things. Look at the copper coins. I had no idea they made them any longer. That's good news to know. So people are thinking outside the box, some, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You know, we've been trained in this nation for a lot of years in the public school system we call schools to trust government and trust what they do. We think the Federal Reserve is actually federal. We think the IRS is a government entity, and we've been fooled into believing those things. We've been conned into so much stuff that we've sold our souls almost literally for a check or a guarantee.
This is why you need a plan. Everybody's plan is different, but you need one. You got to be prepared for the tough times because they're surely coming. Maybe not tomorrow or next week or next month, but inevitably we're headed for disaster. You got to be able to take care of yourself and your family. You can't depend on the government to take care of you.
No, you can't. Oh, my goodness, no. Now, if people have questions to ask you personally, how can they contact you?
Just call me on my direct line, 386-677-8642, or send me an email, or go to straightmoneyanalysis.com, click on contact, there's a feedback box where you can send me an email, make sure you include your phone number, and as soon as I get your email, I'll pick up the phone and call you. We've always done that, and we'll continue to do what I think is necessary to help people maneuver these difficult times and make good investments in these various markets. That's what Straight Money Analysis is all about. There's not another newsletter like this, and I'm sure you'll agree in the country.
I agree. Some of them are very good, but they don't go into detail like yours does, and on terms that I can understand as a layman. But, folks, how many people do you know that will give you financial advice without charging you? Try Charles Schwab sometime. See what they do. Yeah, they're not going to know for free. Joseph will share his thoughts with you. You tell him the situations that you live in. He'll do his best to help you. You can call him, like you said, at
386-677-8642.
There you go. Or email him, Straight Money Analysis, and go to the website and find on there and email him and talk to him. But for goodness sake, don't wait any longer. Don't keep thinking I'll do it tomorrow and do it tomorrow. If I'd done that, I'd been up a creek myself. Think wisely, pray wisely, and seek wise counsel. That's why God put people like Bob Chapman here and Joseph here to help you and I figure things out, maybe, you know, and with something that he'd give them a talent to know. Now, Joseph, we got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes left. What do you want? I'm going to let you kind of have that. And you tell the folks what you want to tell them from your heart.
Well, I'm going to offer the one-year subscription to the newsletter, normally $259.95 at the six-month subscription price, $149.95. Save and subscribe, $110 over the normal subscription price. And as a bonus and out of respect to you, Pastor Poe, I'm going to include two old issues of the newsletter as a bonus to bring the subscriber up to speed as to what I see ahead in all these markets and what they can and should be doing about it.
Wow. Folks, that is a deal, and I hope you take him up on this. I hope you at least call him and talk to him, email him and talk to him, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Check out the sample news magazine on there. I think you're going to be so pleased to have that on there and hook up with him for some advice in the future. Don't think you can't afford to do something, because you can. You can do something to prepare for the future for yourself and for your family. And, Joseph, I'm going to turn you loose now, because I want to thank you for joining us tonight, for taking your time to do what you do and actually caring for the people. I do so much appreciate that.
Well, I thank you, Pastor Poe, for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Just call me Pastor Butch or Butch. You don't have to be formal with me. I'm just a hillbilly. You know that. I told her email, one of her people, somebody emailed me the other day and said, asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm doing fine. I still live down the holler, H-O-L-L-E-R. He emailed back and said, what's a holler? I never heard that before. anyway, but thank you so much, Joseph Myers, for being with us, folks. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Check it out, please. And Joseph, I'll be in touch with you in the near future, and I'll pass on your information to some other people that you might want to talk to, okay?
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Good night.
Folks, good night. What a sweet, sweet gentleman. He actually cares for you. You know, he might have been Dr. Rodriguez in a different direction. Dr. Rodriguez is for health issues. And he will talk to you for free on the phone for whatever time it takes to help you. Right? Dr. Rodriguez will do that for you. And Joseph Myers will do the same thing for you, like Bob Chapman did. I try on this program, by the grace of God, to bring you the guests that are real people, not out here for a profit. Of course, Joseph has to make money. He has bills to pay also. The magazine costs him money to make it, and he has power bills and phone bills and other payments to make like you and I do. So he has charged something for it. And I do believe that if he give it away for free, most people would take it for granted. But we try to find people here that come forth with the knowledge that can help you understand what's going on and offer the help that you may need to prepare for the future. That's why we have guests planned up, you know, even into next week with Deborah Travirus on Monday night. What a powerful follow-up. On Wednesday night, we have Dr. Jane M. Orient about coronavirus. See what that's all about. Tuesday night, we're going to have on Harold Schillinger, one who invented the super quick clean gun. And folks, these are all people that I know bring something to you of value. Because you all have stood beside us now for almost, well, March will make me 27 years on the radio. 27 years. I'd like to say that I've seen the nation change for the better in the last 27 years because of programs like this and others like it. But I haven't. I've seen the nation deteriorate even further. And I know that screaming aloud and crying, as I was told to in Isaiah 58:1, to cry aloud is spare not. I've tried to do that. And some people have heeded the call, but the masses haven't. But I want to continue doing this as long as our Father will bless us and help us keep going. We do need your help. We truly do. That's why we offer books and different things here. Yes, folks, we have to be able to pay the bills here. The book, The Grand Design Exposed, Open Your Eyes to So Much Truth. It really will. If you're willing to know the truth. If you're not, then I can't help you with that. Donor box on the website, in case you want to help us that way. It's there. All these things are here because we're trying our best to reach out to the people. That's why we're looking at maybe a couple more radio stations. Hopefully we can bless some people with the truth of Jesus Christ, His saving grace, and the knowledge of His word and wisdom for the future. I'm not going to get into these stupid debates about all these frivolous things that are on the side about people want to discuss and debate about on the radio about what month it is and what the real calendar should say. I know these things. But I can't change those. You can't either. Let's talk about changing people's lives to bring them to the knowledge of Christ and salvation, truly, truly born-again experiences, to bring them to the knowledge of how to plan for the future for themselves and their families, to teach them about health issues that maybe they can make a difference in their health by doing things differently. We love you enough to try to do this. And tomorrow night, I'll see you with Wendy Wilson. Wendy Wilson will be discussing vaccinations and what's really behind those things, folks. We love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.